Waiting on a gas customer. I didn't hear no car drive up.
Well, I know. But I say, I was waiting on one.
Yeah, well, just never mind waiting. If anybody drives up, we can hear them when they honk. Damn it, I wish Miss Phoebe would take that parrot of hers home. I'm getting darn tired of that rabbit bird walking around.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You call
me in, what do you want?
I want you to give me a hand setting up this stove. You suppose I want you to do. Come on now, grab a hold. And we'll set it over there on that piece of tin there.
Hey.
Well, hold your side up. It's dragging on the floor.
What,
Dave? Say, hold up your leg. Hold up your leg. Oh, look out, what in perdition you're doing. Look out. Gosh, almighty. Can't you carry a stove without dropping it?
I can't carry it on one leg.
Well, who told you to carry it on one leg?
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. You said for me to hold up my leg.
Oh, I meant the leg of the stove. Now, come on. You just push and pull the darn thing the rest of the way. You ready?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yes, now on the count. One, two, three, go.
Sakes alive, that stove's heavy. Can't even budge it.
All right, let's try again now. One, two, three, go.
Hold on
there. What you doing, pulling or pushing?
I'm pushing.
Well, you darn fool, you're supposed to pull. I'm the one that does the pushing. No wonder we couldn't budge it. Now try it again. And this time, get on to yourself. One, two, three.
Do what?
Go. I said get on to... Hey, what you doing now? What you doing?
I'm getting on the stove.
Well, get off it. Just grab a hold of it and pull.
Well, you don't know what you want.
Go on, pull.
All right.
Now, you're going to first the right. Head in a mite.
How's that?
Head in. The stove is...
No, sirree. Not by a jug pull. You can put your own head in the stove.
No, I didn't say put your head in.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't, I tell you. I said head in a mite. Now, swing around. Come on.
Down this way?
Yes. Look out now. Easy. There. There you be. See? Now, you get the pipe laid out while I put the stove doors on here.
Say, Zeb, these darn pipes are full of soot.
Well, get a paper bag and shake the soot out into it.
More than that darn worth.
Well, we got to get it done.
First, you get a crazy notion you've got to put up a stove.
Well.
Don't tell them what's going to be next. There's a lot of darn foolishness.
Well, it ain't foolishness. I wouldn't be a mite surprised to see zero weather before the end of the month.
See what?
Zero.
I reckon you mean Nero.
There you go. Giving away your ignorance again. You don't even know who Nero was.
Better do.
I bet you don't.
Better do.
Well, I'll just bet you don't. Who was he?
My Uncle Jake's dog.
Just like I thought. You didn't know. Well, Nero was a Roman feller. He set the whole darn town on fire one night. And then he stood there on the roof and watched it. Yes, he stood on the roof and watched the town burn. And you know why he stood there?
Because it was too hot to sit down.
No, sir. Because he wanted to make up a piece to play on his fiddle.
What piece?
Why, hot time in the old town tonight, I suppose. Now, come on, let's get them pipes put up.
Well, you got to do the climbing up on that ladder. I can't do it. My darn knee is still a mite stiff, you know.
Always got some plagued excuse, ain't you? Well, you hand me up the pipes. Just a second now, and I get her over here. Yeah. Now, where do I get up there?
Walk on both sides of it, and it won't tip with you.
Well, don't tell me how to get up a ladder. I've done it for years. Dang, ladders don't set level. All right, give me a length of pipe, and steady the ladder.
All right, here you be. Take it.
Ready
for another?
Just a minute. Yes, there. Hand her up. Hey, steady that ladder. You want me to fall and break my neck?
I'm steadying her, ain't I?
Yeah.
Hey, what's this contraption laying here on the floor?
Never mind that. You hang on the ladder. The stove lid lifts her.
What say?
Lift her, lift her. Look out, look out what you're doing.
Well, I'm lifting the ladder.
Oh, I didn't say lift the ladder. I said lift her, the stove.
Oh, lift the stove. Well, just a second.
Come here. Don't let go of this ladder. Here, all set, rabbit. Dang it all. Now look what you've done. Maybe knock all them pipes down.
That's your own darn fault. If you just make up your mind what you want.
I know what I want, tell you. Now hang them pipes again. Hang on to the ladder.
Well, I am hanging on to it, ain't I? Here's the pipe. Take it.
Hold it tight. That's it. Now, give me another. Give me the other.
Wait a minute. Here. Take it. It's heavy.
You never heard of it. There, now. Right down. There. Now, hold on to that until I get down.
Down here.
Now. Well, where's the other
name? Right there.
Let's see now. Oh, yeah, sits here and hooks up the stove.
Hook it up. You know the darn much.
Well, hook it all right. There you be. See? The whole job's done. All you have to do is just use little brains and... Oh, it's Miss Beebe. Howdy, Miss Beebe.
Yes. Hello, Miss Beebe.
Well, are you all ready to start working on the picture tomorrow?
Yes, I suppose so.
The camera and sound equipment will be here late this afternoon or tomorrow morning. When it arrives, I'll show you how it works.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as I told you, the story takes place in the early days of California. We'll shoot the first scene under the tree at the side of the store, with the old mill in the background. It's the scene where the hero, Senor Quintero, meets the heroine, La Golondrina.
Yes.
And now, Quintero, as I told you, is a bullfighter who has run away from Spain in disgrace because he failed to kill his bull. I'll take that scene later. Show a flashback.
Back to what?
Why, back of the tree.
Oh, no, a flashback of the bull.
Oh, back of the bull.
Not back of the bull, back in Spain. The bullfighter is in California.
Yes, you see, the bullfighter's in California, but the bull's back in Spain.
Oh, that isn't it at all.
Why, Miss Beebe, you just said the bull was...
I said nothing of the kind. Don't argue with me. I said I'd take the scene where the bullfighter fails to kill his bull later. It's an accident, of course. The bullfighter stumbles and the bull almost kills him. Comes so close that he rents his coat.
Rent it to who?
Rent it to the bullfighter.
Oh, the bull doesn't rent his coat to the bullfighter. Don't be silly. The bull charges on...
If he charges for it, it's just the same as renting it.
It isn't.
Of course not, Deb. Maybe the bull sells the coat outright.
Oh, the bull has no coat. Get that out of your head and listen to what I'm telling you. Now, Golondrina is the daughter of a Spanish nobleman who has come to California. He owns all of his land here adjoining the mill street.
You're crazy. Yes, you are. Sam Barlow owns most of that land.
I say all the land, but the mill stream is owned by a Spanish nobleman. A Spanish don.
Down where?
Down the old mill stream.
Oh, not down. Don. That's a Spanish title. And that's the part you play, Peter. Don Quixote.
No, sir. I won't do it. The whole darn business is off.
See here, my man. Don't tell me what you'll do and what you won't do. I say you'll play Don Quixote.
I don't give a darn what you say. I ain't going to play no donkey for nobody.
I didn't say donkey.
Oh, yes, you did. You said Don Quixote, just as plain as...
That will do, Winterbottom.
Yes.
Besides, you needn't worry about your scene, Peters. I won't shoot it until later.
What say?
I said I won't shoot it until later.
Won't shoot the donkey, huh?
There isn't any donkey. There isn't any donkey. I'm not talking about shooting a donkey.
No, Ev, she's talking about shooting the bull later.
I said that will do.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's this here first night idea I've been hearing about?
Oh, well, when I complete the picture, I'll rent the Bijou Theater here in Corn Center and have a premiere showing, just as I've always done in Hollywood. Everyone who takes part in the picture will attend. Now, don't forget... The camera and sound equipment will arrive tomorrow.
Well, we remember that.
Yes, we won't forget.
As soon as it gets here, I'll show you how to operate it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye,
Miss Beebe.
Yes, come again sometime.
Chucks. Say, Zeb, I'll bet that there first night idea won't work out.
Why, of course it will. What makes you think it won't work out?
Well, she said everybody who's in the picture had to go, didn't she?
Yes, certainly she did. What about it?
Well, the manager of the Bijou ain't going to let no donkey come into that picture house.